Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Institution. I'm Professor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to enjoy it and to be glad in it. We want you to know that we are broadcasting live from 1401 Grandthal Street, the Center for the Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of Edward Waters College. And we want you to know that this class that we're offering to the world, we are offering mission and evangelism to those that want to be protected in God's word, those that God has given an assignment. The word of God says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So therefore, we are making preparation to be able to go further than what we have in the past and to be able to reach more souls for the kingdom of God. So get ready to get your pencils, your paper, your tape recorders, whatever you may need in order to be able to partake in what we're about to give you on tonight. We would like to welcome our online class as well as our class on today. Well, we have been sharing with you about personal evangelism. We have gone through, and we want to really to kind of recap what we have done and what we have discussed in our classes here at Jehovah Jireh. We talked about being willing to go, and I think that is so essential in this day and this time that we are willing to go. The Bible says to go ye into all the world and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, you may go back in Matthew, the 28th chapter, 18 to the 20th, and we have these some of the scriptures that we have given to you. And if you are new in our class, online class, and for some reason you weren't not able to get the scriptures, we want to just impart those scriptures to you. We're just going to go through some things so you'll know where we are. Okay, be willing to go. That was taken from Matthew, the 28th chapter, 18 through the 20th verse, when the word of God says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. He says, to go you therefore, and to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, also teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So therefore, God wants us to be able to go to all nations and to teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And it's also telling us to let you know, me know, all new believers to know, all those that are ambassadors and fishers of men, to let them know that God has given us all power, and God has given us that power in heaven and in earth. So you have that assignment. You have been licensed to go forth and to be an ambassador, to be a fisher of men. And then we talk about should go. That's a good question. Who should go? Every believer, every born-again believer, everyone that has asked God to come into their lives, to change them, to make the difference in their lives, everyone that has said yes to God's will and yes to his way, they should be able to go to the nation, go to your neighborhood, go to the hedges, go to the highway. So, yes, it qualifies you as a believer, a born-again believer. You are eligible to go and to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. The word let us know that we are ambassadors. We are representatives. We talked about that in our past lesson as being a representative. And I believe that any representative, as we have discussed before, they are qualified to go to be a spokesman for the kingdom of God. So it let us know in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, and 20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So if you may have been out in the world, if you have sinned, if you have not had, if you one time, like all of us, have sinned, come short of the glory of God, then once Christ comes into your life, then you are qualified to go forth and to tell others about Christ. So therefore, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Everything you did when you were in the world, everything that you did as a sinner, everything you did as an unbeliever, Christ has qualified you that you can go forth and that you can be a witness for him, to be his ambassador, to be a fisher of men. And in that 18th verse, it says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we want you to go back and read 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, 17 through the 20th verse. And we just want to give you an upcap. We want to just recap some of the things that we have talked about here at Jehovah Jireh. Now, you may ask yourself, why is it necessary that we go? And if you will turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, 13 through the 15th verse, you will see that the Word of God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him of whom they have not heard and have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So we see here that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It does not matter, you know, what that individual, again, may have come out of. He could have been a fornicator, homemonger, prostitute, liar, thief, whatever they may have been in before they came to Christ. But God let us know that they are new creatures now. And it's also being a new creature, it is necessary that they go. And the word tells us that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. So therefore, if that individual, no matter what they have done in their life, if they call on the name of Jesus, the Word of God says that they shall be saved. And it is for us as representatives to be able to go into the hedges and to the highways. As representatives of Christ, it is up to us to tell them truth. But the Word of God says that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. And the Word of God said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So if we don't go, how are they going to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ? If we don't go, how are their lives going to be changed? So therefore, God is letting us know today that it is necessary, it's our responsibility to be able to go. We don't disqualify ourselves, and we don't disqualify other people. Sometimes we disqualify other people because we look at their lifestyle, and yet their lives have changed. We have to stop looking at what they did in the past, because the Word says they are new creatures. After they have come back to Christ, after they have come to Christ, then everything that they did in the life before, Christ said he'll make them a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. So as a believer, we are rejoiced in that. because we should have rejoiced even without fail, because the word of God said that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's you, that's me, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So there are many people today that need everlasting life. It is so many people today that they are looking for someone to tell them about Christ. If we as believers don't tell them about Christ, what is going to happen to the unbelievers? What's going to happen to those people that are just going to and fro each and every day and think it's okay, but realizing that something is wrong in their life, but yet they don't know how to come to Christ, or they may be a backslider, but we have to go, and we have to tell them that Jesus loved them and that Jesus reminded them that Jesus paid the price for them 2,000 years ago for their sin and for their transgression. And then it tells us, where should we go? And that's something that I hope that you are still taking notes, because you need to go back and to read all of this so that you will know where to go and where you'll tell others to go as well. And that is taken from Luke, the 14th chapter, 15 through the 23rd verse. And it reads, and when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he to him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all which went consent began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have brought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray you, have me excused. And another said, I have brought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Well, you see that many of people are making excuses today why they can't come in to the kingdom. They don't have the time to go to church. They don't have time to hear the word of God. They don't have time to consider those things what God has said unto them. Yet there was offered opportunity to come unto the marriage, to come into the marriage that was about to begin. But they made all kinds of excuses. You know how that goes. You know how it is sometimes when a person may say, no, you know, I would love to come, but I'd have to go, and I need to look at this dress that I need to buy. I've seen it in the store. It's on sale. Matter of fact, it is 50% off, and I need to go so I can get that dress. Another maybe say, well, my car is out there, and I haven't washed my car in a week, and I need to go, and I need to wash my car. And matter of fact, you know what? I need to put some wax on it as well. So I'm just giving you an example of what people say. I'm giving you an example of something that you may have said before Christ came into your life. But in that 21st verse, it says, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go ye out quickly into the streets and the lane of the city, and bring them in here, the poor and the mammoth, the maimed and the halted and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room. There is yet room. So we see here that there are many people that need to be saved. There are many people that need to come to Christ. Still room. It's still time for them to be saved. So he is telling them to where to go. Go out and get some more. And yet, there are people that are consistently saying that I'm not ready. I've got other things that I need to do, and I can't come now. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask one of our students to come and to comment on what do we tell them. And not only that, but to recap of some of the things that we've talked about so far that you can be able to hear what God is saying. And while she is speaking, then you have a chance, another chance, in order to jot down some things that you may have missed. Let's go to Evangelist Williams as she speaks to us about why should we go and about personal evangelism, being willing to go. Evangelist Williams.
Good afternoon, how are you? Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you quite well. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Hi. You know, this is so awesome. This is so wonderful because as we have been talking about in Jehovah Jireh International Institution from day one, we've been talking about the mission to go out and win souls and why should we go and who should go and why it would be necessary to go. And as you have already brought out, the minute that we become born-again believers and we become new creatures in Christ, we were commissioned to go forth. But even as God delivered us and saved us and equipped us, as he did his disciples, he sent them forth. And the reason he sent them forth was because there were souls on the way to a place of torment or on the way to a lake of fire, which is happening today. People are everywhere. I mean, people are every day when you turn on the news or turn on your television or even your radio, you hear of all these things that are happening right now. And the first thing you think of is, have these people heard the gospel? Did anybody minister to them? Well, we are responsible for ministering to these people everywhere we go, in the grocery store, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in the schools, wherever we go, because there are many of us that have been born again, and we are dispersed to different locations, different places, and because of patience and because of the mission that Jesus Christ have given us and equipped us, we are responsible for winning these souls. And that's why we really need to be encouraged, and we need to motivate ourselves. And that's why I thank God for Jehovah Jireh International Institution Incorporated, because these are some of the things that we are being reminded of and things that we're even learning and things that we're picking up that God wants us to be knowledgeable of, to know that it's time to go forth. It's time to win souls. Who should go? We, as born-again believers, we need to be the ones. We're the ones that have to go, for we are the mouthpieces for God, and we are God's hands, and we're his feet, and we speak. He speaks through us. As we speak, he speaks through us. As we minister, he ministers through us. So it is so important that we go. And as Dr. McCoy brought out, why should we go? She went to Romans and reminded us what the Word of God said. And that lets us know at the end of the day, the biggest reason we need to go is to win souls for the kingdom, because people are hurting, people are dying, people are depressed. And if we don't go, who's going to go? So it is so important that we are obedient to the word of God and that we take heed to what God has commissioned us to do. It's important that we know what our purpose is on planet Earth as born-again believers. We have a mandate on our lives as witnesses. When we became born again, we became witnesses for Christ. And that's why we have to go forth and do what God have us to do. It's just that important. You know, the more I see how young men and young women are dying every day, different ages, no respect of person, no certain age group, old and young, youth, young people, old age, middle age. And the first question is, have they heard the gospel? Did we minister to somebody? Did we bless somebody before they left planet Earth? So at the end of the day, Jehovah Jireh is getting the word out. And I want to encourage others to come out to the class. You would be really enhanced. Your knowledge, you can always, you know, one scripture said we are ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. We're always growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is one of our main goals, is to win souls for the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for that. It is so important. Thank you, Evangelist William, because of the fact that we all have a part that God has given us in this mission, in this place that God has put us. He put us in a place that we can win as many souls as God ordained us to win. All we need is to have that go ye spirit on the inside. I believe it takes a person that is willing to do all that God has assigned and ordained them to go forth in these last days. And if we don't do what all the things that God has given us to do, then there are people that will not go into the kingdom. I thank God for the obedience of many that are going out each and every day, be it radio, television, whether they are speaking on the highways and the hedges, whether they're going on their jobs, whether they may be in some kind of company where they have time at lunchtime, a time where they can be able to beat somebody to Christ, encourage somebody, and tell somebody about the love of God. For the word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And sometimes people, they think because of the things that they have done in their life that they have no way that they could get into the kingdom. Sometimes they feel so dirty. It seems like sometimes they think that they're not worthy. But yet, God is letting you know, no matter what you've done in your life, that you are worthy to be saved. Yes, I will save you. Remember the thief on the cross. Remember when Jesus had given his life for us, that we can have a right to the tree of life. Well, there was a thief on the cross as well. And I thank God that one of the thieves that was on there, one of the men that was there, he asked Jesus to remember him when he come into paradise. And the word let us know that he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Well, he didn't have time to go and fall on his knees. He was on the cross. He didn't have time to even get baptized. But the word of God let us know that he accepted Christ as Christ had in his life. And he knew that there was a difference in him, and he believed him as being Christ. So that day, he was with Christ in paradise. So we want people to know today that no matter what you have done in your life, it may be your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, it may be your mother, your father, it may be that instructor that's teaching you, it may be anybody, but yet you have to know that God loves them and that God wants them to be saved. Do you not know that there are thousands and thousands of people that are in our jail system. There are thousands of people, if not more, in the locked up in prison, and they need to know Christ. You know, they need to know that no matter what I've done, that Christ will forgive me and that Christ will come into my life. So today, we want you to know how important it is and why we should go. And also to talk to you slightly about who has the ability to be effective. And I want you to know today that you have ability to be effective. And that's something that you got to know that yourself through the Word of God. It's not that you made yourself effective, but it's God himself that made you effective. Because why? Because you believe the Word. Why? Because you studied the Word. Because the Word of God said to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to write and abide the Word of truth. And that's what we're doing here at Jehovah Jireh International. We're here telling you the truth so you can be more perfected, that you can go forward, that you won't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we look at Acts, the first chapter, and that eighth verse, the Word of God said, and you need to take this personally, the Word said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I'm telling you, we all as believers have that opportunity to have power, to cast out demons, to cast out devils, to be a witness for the kingdom of God, because God has empowered us. He wouldn't send us to do anything if he hasn't given us that power to do this. This is the thing that he taught his disciples. These are the things that he is teaching us on today, and that he is teaching those that are reading the Word of God consistently, because they're empowering themselves to be strong in the Lord and to be able to go forward for him as a mouthpiece for him. So don't forget, in the Word of God, it let us know that in Acts 1 and 8, we have the ability to be effective. Yes, we can be effective. Don't put down yourself. Don't let anybody else make you think that you cannot do it, because the Word of God says that I can do, we can do, all things through Christ that strengthening us. And then we look at why should we care? That's important, because some people, they are me, myself, and I. If I have it, that's all I need. But that is not all that we need, because of the fact that we are saved. We need to make sure that there are others saved as well, that others will hear the gospel, that others will be able to know how much God loved them and how much God cared for them. So if we look at Proverbs 11 and 30, that verse reads, the fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth soul is wise. Isn't that something that we should know? He that winneth soul is wise. If we don't win soul, then we're not wise. But he that winneth soul is wise. That's why we are going forth. That's why we're able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why we should care. So we want to move on, and we want to talk about tonight about the realizing our authority in Christ. And one of the topics that we want to just briefly talk about is remembering fear is of the devil. when we look at 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's good news. God did not give believers a spirit of fear. That fear came from the devil. Because the devil, the Satan, want you to fear so that you won't go and you won't tell others about Jesus Christ. If you have fear, you won't give anybody any hope. If you have fear, you won't be able to take the gospel effectively. So God is telling us not to fear. Fear is of the devil. And that's something that will help you out if you can just remember, I'm not going to fear. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be courageous. You know, I thought about David when Goliath came with the Philistine. He was their giant. He was that person that they depend on. He was that person that fought for them. He was that person that made everybody else afraid. He was that person that caused people to run away. But yet, David, he did not fear the lion. He did not fear the giant because he had a giant much bigger than the Goliath was. He had the word of God, and he knew who his father was. And that's why we need to know who we belong to and who our father is. And we know in the natural, we had a natural father that if he was walking with us, and yet we wouldn't fear because of the fight, that we knew that our father was going to take care of us. The same thing it is in this day in this, as being a born-again believer, that we have to know that nothing is going to be able to take the victory over us. Nothing is going to come. It may come against us, but as the word says, that no weapon that formed against us will prosper. So God has given us, have not given us, the spirit of fear. That spirit came from the devil. But God has given us power and love and of a sound mind. And that is so good that we can say that God has given me power, and God has given me love, and God has given me a sound mind. Let's go back to Evangelist William and let her comment on that topic, realizing your authority in Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I thank God, Dr. McCoy, for this scripture because it's alive and it's real. And even when Paul was teaching and preaching, he reminded the servants of God not to fear anything. And as you use David as a perfect example, David was a man of God. David loved God. But most of all, David trusted God. David did not fear what the enemy could or would do to him. David always acknowledged God. He acknowledged God in all his ways. And when we look at certain circumstances and it looked like giants, and if it's just too big, then a lot of us begin to fear. We will take on the spirit of fear. But let me tell you, as Dr. McCoy already brought out, David did not fear that giant. Even the people around him feared the giant. And even the giant himself thought that, what's this little skinny man, this little skinny ruddy boy going to do? But nevertheless, when God is on your side, God bring his word alive. God proved to us that we don't have to fear the enemy. And just as the word of God said, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but listen up, he gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as Dr. McCoy talked about the power earlier, remember when God saved us and equipped us, he gave us power to go forth so we don't have to fear what the enemy would do unto us. But one thing we have to be mindful of, if we have fear, then that will keep you from being an effective witness, because you're going to run into all kind of spirits as you go forth on the mission field, as you go forth spreading the gospel, as you go forth winning souls. You don't have time to be afraid of the enemy, because you got to remember, he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. So God have given us power, and he gave us love, and he gave us a sound mind. So even as the word of God said, to for us not to be wavery, or don't be double-minded, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we've got to remember we have power, and that God have equipped us to go forth and win souls. As Dr. McCoy said earlier, he that wins souls is wise. And I know every one of us want to share and want to be a partakers of the wisdom of God. So as we go forth spreading the gospel and we go on this mission that God has sent us on, as Jehovah Jireh is preparing us to, that's what this broadcast is all about. It's all about winning souls and going forth in the mission field and dropping the word, planting seeds before it's too late for that individual. We got to remember that Jesus is soon to come. So that's why it's important for us to take the power that God have given us and cause it to be made manifest to the souls that are lost, souls that are depressed, souls that are stressed, souls that are, people are losing their minds. Even the mental ward is full. It's running over. So many people are on the mental ward right now because they don't know whether they're coming or going. But we have the tools to keep them from losing their minds. And just in case, you know, sometimes even the people of God, if you allow fear to come upon you, you will become unstable, and you will become double-minded, and you will become fearful. And don't you know that fear is a tool of the devil? The devil uses that tool, the tool of fear, to scare you away, to stop you from spreading the gospel. But we got to remember, he that winneth souls is wise. And we want to walk in the wisdom of God and go forth spreading the love of God, because God have given us love. And so as Dr. McCoy brought out in my conclusion, love is God, and God is love. So why should we care? Because God loves us, and he told us to love one another. And just like God loved us and saved us and pulled us from a burning hell, we've got to go and do it for somebody else. That's why we should care, because God has commissioned us to go forth, and he's commissioned us to love ye one another. Amen. Go ahead, Dr. McCoy.
So therefore, what we're saying here at Jehovah Jireh, that God has given us authority, God has given us power, God has given us with everything that we need. And often when we quote that scripture to put on the whole armor of God, God is telling us to put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. When we put all that on, it puts something on the inside of us, like it was inside of David, how courageous and honorable he was, a man of integrity that was not afraid to go face giants and to go against giants. Let me tell you, there are giants that are out there in our land today that are trying to make people wimp, that try to mute them, that will try them to cause them to be disarmed, that will try them to be afraid. But yet, as we realize as students of Christ, servants of Christ, as ambassadors, as fishers of men, yet God let us know that we do not have the fear. And yes, David, I like talking about him because of the fact he showed how bold he was. You know, a lot of us like to talk it, but we can't walk it, and we can't go the full course of what God had given us. But when we have the word inside of us, oh my goodness, we don't have to be afraid. We can have that go ye spirit on the inside and to the devil. That is coming from 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And then you have to remember that God has made you bold. You are said that God has made me bold. I know we've made my neighbor bold. I know we've made that person that I sit in the room with bold. I see the pastor, the apostle, prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. They seem to be really bold. But don't deceive yourself that you can be bold just as they are. You have that down because of the fact that somebody said that you couldn't do it or that someone tried to intimidate you. I want you to know that's because they know that you have the goods and that you can go forth and you can do it and you can be bold. That's what David was. He was bold for the kingdom. He didn't like anybody talking about his God. He didn't want them to try to make his God less than what he was because he knew that his God had all power in his hand. And that's the way that we need to know that our God, he can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask and above all that we think. So it wasn't anything for him to go and say, hey, I'm going to go against this giant. I'll go. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't running. He wasn't hiding. He wasn't trying to hurry and take that lunch to his brothers and get out of there. No. He had a great determination. That's what God wanted his people to have, a greater determination and anticipation of what God is going to do. You know, God does great and mighty things. So, therefore, it let us know that we should be bold and that God has made us bold. When we read the word, it is like spinach. You remember, I know it's greater than spinach, but do you remember that cartoon Popeye and he and Oliver and how they, when he got into trouble, you know, he got that spinach and he guffed it down and he got all these muscles. He was able to do all of these great things because he had that spinach. Do you not know when you get that word of God on the inside, you'll feel like David did, that I can do all things through Christ, that I can defeat this giant, and not only that, that I'm going to defeat him and I'm going to cut his head off. He said exactly what he was going to do because he meant it, because he knew the God that he served. And the same thing about you could shut up the lion's mouth but with the anointing that God has upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you that. And you can do great and mighty things with God anointing upon your life. You can take that stand like David did and be bold in him. Why? Because God has made you bold. Now, the next subtopic under realizing your authority is the anointing of God is upon you. And everything that we do, and everything that we say, we got to know that the anointing of God upon us. And I just love that verse and that chapter of Luke and that chapter 4 and verse 18 where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I mean, that's an awesome anointing. That's a great privilege in order to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Do you not know that there are many people that have broken hearts? They've been broken because of the fact of their lost hope, their broken heart, because somebody has broken their heart, made them cry, made them in stress, made them worry. They're no more in their lives anymore. But we can go and let them know that, hey, you can have Christ in your life and that Christ will heal your broken heart and he will bind up the wound. You don't have to hurt anymore. Christ was ill. That hurt. I know. And see, the thing about it, events. Do it here at Jehovah Jireh. You have to know those that are online, and I know that many are listening to this live online class to let you know that you don't have to have a broken heart. If one have a broken heart, and you know people that have broken heart, you got to know that God has the power to heal the broken heart, and God has given us power to heal people that have broken heart. You know how it was. You may have gone through having a broken heart for whatever reason. Your heart may have been broken, but God has sent us to witness and to be a preacher, to preach deliverance to the captive. There are people that are captive. They've been captive for a long time. They've been shackled and chained for a long time. There have been imaginary prison bars all around them. But God wants to take them, and God wants them to be free. But the word of God, for whom the Son has made free, is free indeed. They don't need to be continued all their lives to be in shackles and hurt and like they have no hope. Jesus Christ is that hope of glory. Just like Jesus Christ was that thief, hope of glory. If he would have shut his mouth and not said anything, he would have died and gone to hell like the other thief, like that other robber, like that murderer. He would have lost his life. But he was able to say, Lord, remember me when I come into paradise. So whatever you may be going through, no matter what your neighbor, your friend, your co-worker going through, you're just like a physician. I'm going to talk about the Christ in you. Remember, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is a Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So therefore, it's not you anymore, but it's the Christ that lives within. You have the power to bring deliverance to those that are blind, spiritually and physically blind, those that are captive, those that are in prison. And you're able to recover the sight of a blind. You know, there are people that have been physically blind, but now they're able to see. Those are people that have been spiritually blind, but now they're able to see. And that's what God has sent us to do, to recover the sight of the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. There are so many people that are bruised today. They are abused, and they seem sometimes that if their heart is heavy because of the fact they are bruised. So we need, as being a witness for the kingdom, as being a soul winner, as being an ambassador, to being a representative to him, we have the power in order to heal broken heart and to bind up those wounds. When we look at 1 John 4:27, it says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. So we know that God has given us his anointing, and his word will instruct us and will teach us. We look at Psalm 32:8. So I believe in what the word of God says. What God says to me, I believe that it's speaking to me as well as others. And I take it as the word of God, because it is the word of God. And the word of God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot until of his word will fail. Now, when you look at Psalm 32:38, it says, the Lord will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. Isn't that something that comforts us today, to know that the Lord will instruct us and teach us in a way that we should go? And he will also counsel us and watch over us. I don't know about you, but that's a comfort to me to know that he will. And when we look at that 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. So we see the authority that God has given us. The Bible says, you abide in me, and my word abide in us, that we can ask what we will, and the word of God says, it shall be given unto us. So we need to learn how to ask according to God's word. And so we need to read the word of God continually. You know, just like I was telling someone on today, I asked the individual, how many times do you eat a day? And they told me 3. And I said, how many times do you read your Bible? And they didn't read their Bible. Well, I told them that it's just like they have malnutrition. If you don't eat the word, the whole word, the whole roll, you are not going to be strong. You're not going to be have that authority that God has given us. You have the capabilities of having it, but if you don't accept it, if you don't take it, then you're not going to be strong. So therefore, we can't walk with the authority. It's just like the policeman officer. They have been given weapons to use. The police officers, those that are in the armed forces, they've been given authority to carry weapons. But if they don't use them, well, they're going to be destroyed if the enemy comes against them. God has given us a weapon, which is the word. God has given us power. God has given us authority. And we have to realize that his anointing is upon our lives. And he teaches us through his word. He teaches us through the ministers of the gospel, of the soul winners. He teaches us what we should do and how we should go forth in this day and time in which we live. We're going to ask for another comment from Evangelist William, who is a student here at Jehovah Shower. Evangelist William.
Yes, yes, yes. This is so good, Dr. McCoy. I tell you the truth. God has really, really blessed us as born-again believers to go forth and win souls. That's actually a privilege. Not only do we have an opportunity every day to pull somebody else from the hellfire, but we have an opportunity to prove the love of God. The Bible says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, because God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So as we're talking about love and the spirit of fear and evangelism, herein our love is made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. And we got to remember, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because listen up, fear hath torment, and he that spirit is not made perfect in love. We love him because he loved us. And so it's so important that we remember that God has given us the power, the authority, and he has commissioned us to go forth and bring souls into the kingdom. And how much more can I encourage those that are listening tonight that it's important for us to get in a hurry, and it's important for us to go out and bring souls in and win somebody else, win more witnesses, because the Bible says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we got to remember, we make up the laborers. We are the laborers, so we've got to go forth doing the work of the Lord and bringing souls into the kingdom. It's important that we remember that this is another way that we prove our love to God, as well as prove to people that God is real and that God is love. And as I heard Dr. McCoy say earlier, many of us, even as born-again believers, we are going through some things, and we got to know that we know that God is all power and almighty, and that he's omnipresent. And as we take care of God's business, he will surely take care of our business. For God said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So we got to remember to keep ourselves from idols, to keep our feet. We got to remember that we are blessed when we carry the gospel, because the Bible says, as we go forth, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, he dwelleth in him and he in God. So we want to show more than just talk about this thing. We got to prove that we love God. We got to prove that we are obeying the word of God, that we are obedient to his call. He called us. He equipped us. He commissioned us to go forth and tell somebody that Jesus is so soon to come. And as you heard the word of God says, the love of many shall wax cold. And when you think about the scriptures, and the word of God says, if the righteous, that's us, the born-again believers, if we're scarcely going to make it in, then where shall the ungodly appear? So that's why it's important for us to go out and make people know that he that hath the Son of God hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It's important for people to know that God is real. He's just not a figment of their imagination, that it was God that gave them life from day to day. It was God that preserved us. And the Bible says we live and we move and we have our being in God. And somebody think they woke themselves up this morning. Somebody think that the alarm clock woke them up. And somebody that got in a trauma accident, they think that the doctors made them all right. But we got to let them know that it was God that did it. It was God that woke us up. It was God that healed that person that had that terrible accident in the hospital, that person that they were not looking to live or survive, but God brought them through. We got to make them know that we prayed for them, and now prayer was to God, for God gets the glory. We were just an instrument for that person. We were just an instrument for God to use to bring that person out of their situation. Even those of us that are under the sound of our voices, those that join in on tonight, we got to remember, yes, we have situations and things that come up, but God told us to cast our care upon him because he cares for us. So we've got to be about our Father's business. But if we spend much time trying to work out our own situations, then we won't have time to go forth witnessing. Because let me tell you, as long as you're on planet Earth, you're going to suffer some persecutions. The Bible says, if you live godly, you shall suffer persecutions. So you can look for trials and tribulations to come, because these are the last days. And in the last days, these perilous times shall come. And I know you see that already happening. So that's why it's important for us to cast our cares upon God so that then we can go forth and tell somebody else how to handle their cares, to give it to Jesus, because he will work it out. Amen. God bless you, Dr. McCoy.
And we thank God because of the fact that God will work it out. And we only have a class of just a one to take about a minute or two just to let you, to give you the last scriptures under the authority of Christ. And that is that the greater that we have for you tonight, these are not the last scriptures, but the last one that we have that we want to teach here at Jehovah Jireh is the greater one dwell in you. And that is taken from 1 John 4:4, which is the greater one indwell you. Ye are of God, little children. God is encouraging us to let us know, to let you know, that me know. Each and every day we need to be encouraged in the word, and we need to keep the word of God in our heart to let us know that he dwells in us every time we read in the word, every time the word of God is made manifested more and more, that we are, God is dwelling in us. His spirit is power and his anointing. So he tells us that ye are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this is something that the man of God knew. That's something that David knew. That's something that God had put in our heart, that we are overcomers. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and that the greater one lives in us. And that last scripture tonight will be taken from Philippians 4:13. It's very important that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It is so important for us to know that we can. We wake up in the morning that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, no matter what the enemy has tried to bring to you, no matter what the enemy has said, no matter what the enemy has done, no matter what thoughts that the enemy tried to put in your mind, no matter how the enemy came through during the day, you got to know that I can do all things. The enemy will not shut me up, shut me down. The enemy will not keep me from being who God has called me to do. He called me to be an ambassador, a fisher, a man. So therefore, we ought to be able to do everything that God has called us to do. We would like to take this opportunity to thank our classroom students as well as the online students that are online that's listening alive to this broadcast. We do thank diligently for you tuning in every Monday night to get more and more Christ. Mission and evangelism is what is a very important part of ministry, to ministering to the poor, ministering to those that need help, those that need food and shelter, those that are in prison. We need to be able to learn how to effectively do mission and evangelism. Well, we want to take this opportunity to invite you to Jehovah Jireh International Institution, which is located at 1401 Grenthal Street here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. It is at the Center for Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of the well-known Edward Waters College here in our city. If you would like to get in contact with Jehovah Jireh International Institution, please call 904-674-7831. Again, you can call 904-674-7831, or you can dial 904 404-994-9005. And if you want to be a part of our classroom discussions, you can come into the classroom. But we want to thank everyone that are listening to this broadcast, our online students, and those that God has given a heart and passion for mission and evangelism. We do want to thank you for being part of this great mission that God has given us. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for this class. We thank you, God, for enabling every person that is listening and taking part in this class, of these classes. Lord, continue to bless them, continue to keep them. Lord, let your face forever shine upon them. I pray, God, that you will bless them in their going in and their coming out. I pray, God, that they'll make a significant difference in the lives of the people that they're going to meet the rest of the day. And God, those that they're going to meet on tomorrow and throughout this week. And God, that they will pray that you will give them that go ye spirit on the inside and that boldness to be a witness for the kingdom of God. The word of God tells us, you tell us, God, that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I pray, God, that you send more labors. I thank you, God, for the labors that you are using and that you're building up, that you are strengthening, and God, that those laborers, God, that want to know more about you in mission and evangelism, God bless and keep them. May your face again continue to shine upon them. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy, the professor of Jehovah Jireh International Institution. Please join us again on next week as we again embrace mission and evangelism.